am going to teach you something about hypnotic trance, about your training, and about the idea of training generally. I am going to gift you with an understanding that will enhance all of your lessons from here on out. This is more than just a one-off listening experience. There are lessons detailed in here which will enhance every element of trance. With that in mind, close your eyes. I will involve you in this process. I will bring you around to a way of thinking which is cyclical and self-reinforcing. In short, I am going to do more than induce hypnotic trance. I will give you the tools to more effectively, even accidentally, induce trance in yourself. You will surrender to your own desires and the machinery of your own mind. This means I will need to do very little, because my inputs will be picked up by your understandings, your enhancements, your conditioning, which will then handle itself. Relax. Listen. Hypnosis is about creating a space where the only thing you care about is exploring your own desire and allowing what you truly want to try to manifest. A trigger is an invitation to try something out, to experiment with doing something a little differently. Hypnosis is often about treating your body and mind like they work for you. A kind of self-mastery, redirection. We have more ability to choose the forms our bodies will take than people believe at first. We have much more ability to shape the courses our minds will take, especially with someone else's help. I am here as a helpmeet, a midwife, to bring something new into the world, and the pleasures and joys of remaking yourself are much easier when you have something with you, someone thinking about how you will be affected. First, we address changes to how you think of hypnotic trance, to how you absorb and incorporate my lessons. Then, I will pleasurably teach your mind to mould itself into new shapes, to use pleasure as a lever to reset and change the rails you travel down, to lubricate the way. Arousal is a tool. Your pleasure is a tool. The instruments of your mind are my tools in designing and fashioning a new you. So listen to my advice. Only in doing so will you understand what I am talking about. I do not waste time, and I certainly will not waste my own time by saying nothing or putting meaningless words into your head. Everything I place into your path is important and purposeful. There is a reason behind all of it. Hypnosis is about making a space where the first and only thing that matters is our shared endeavor. All concern about outside influences is displaced onto me. It is for me to think about you. Just drift. This makes more of you accessible. Think of it. If your brain power is being used to keep track of things like my words, my intentions for you, my desires, my tone, and the little inflictions which suggest deeper relaxation, those things are usually only done at 10% intensity. This is because the rest of your mind normally keeps track of outside things. It thinks of other people, other places. Random thoughts of such things may pop up while you are in trance, but at much less intensity. This frees up all the brain power you might devote to others and places it at my call and command, at my fingertips, under my influence. So much more mental exertion can more easily be called to task, directed to various purposes. This is where the powerful effects of sustained trance come from. The fact that all you do in trance is let me be concerned with the outside, while we turn your attention to the inside, the self-awareness, the way you map your senses, your thoughts, your body. I can teach you subroutines, things that happen in the background, automatically. Parts of you bring with gears the bits of you I wind up with a hypnotic swing and sway, and they will do things to you, with you, for you, upon your psyche and within your body. Influence, control, guidance. These things free up your mind to make the ideas I teach possible, and I will not waste your time. Knowing this, focus on my words. The first step of the induction we will use, the bridge between my will and your obedience, is to focus on my words themselves, the way I pronounce them, the way they roll over you. Even the path, the vibrations of my words, even the path, the vibrations of my words are taken from audio file through the air into your ears, where they physically move parts of your body. Then the signals are turned back into something other than noise, into thought, and they arrive at you. From my intentions into words, my words through the air, into your ears, into your brain, my intentions making their way across that bridge. And as I can make myself and my desires well known, and I truly desire the training you will incorporate next. You can count on the changes in you to be precisely what I want. What you want, if you are here, knowing what I am going to do. You could turn this off, you could go somewhere else, and then I would never say the words that carry my intentions into your mind. But you are here, your eyes are closed, and as I count down, I will wave some of those changes, those desires, those subroutines into your mind and body. I will create what I already see in my mind in you. And I am intimately familiar with the subject matter. Intimately enough to turn it into words and build it brick by brick inside your mind. Building the kind of confining, educating rules which remake you, recreate you, piece by piece.